Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, November 29th, 2021. As of yesterday, 71.5% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 68.9% have been fully vaccinated, and the seven-day incidence in the capital was 371.6. The future red-green-red Berlin government plans to present its coalition agreement to the public today. The final round of negotiations are supposed to be wrapped up this morning, and this was announced by left party leader Katina Schubert on Saturday. According to Schubert, all proposals of the 16 expert working groups have been negotiated and unified. Finance experts from the SPD, the Greens, and the Left are now verifying the final results, which were discussed on Friday evening. Plans may still have to be scaled back in the final deliberations because they are not financially feasible. In addition, it must be clarified how the maximum 10 Senate departments are to be tailored and which party will fill them. What's already clear is that Franziska Giffey, the SPD chairwoman and former federal family minister, is to become mayor of Berlin. The coalition negotiations began on October 22nd, and the long list of plans ranged from the expansion of local public transport to more efforts for climate protection and 20,000 new homes per year to giving teachers privileged state employee status and more video surveillance of crime hotspots. Once the coalition agreement is in place, however, the new Senate cannot begin working immediately. The party committees of the SPD and the Greens and the members of the Left will still have to approve the government program, which is expected by mid-December. Once that is done, Giffey plans to have herself elected governing mayor in the House of Representatives on December 21st. The SPD, Greens, and Left have been governing Berlin together since 2016. On Friday, a man was racially insulted and spat upon in front of his daughter by a woman in Lichtenberg. Beylogun Agdegbayi, the victim, documented the incident on video and shared it on Twitter, and by Saturday afternoon, it was watched more than 400,000 times. Agdegbayi stated that the attack came out of nowhere, that he did not know the woman or approach her in any way. Only after she got more and more aggressive, he decided to film her. For the 32-year-old, he said the worst thing is that his daughter had to witness the attack. He said that for himself, racist incidents in Berlin are more or less an everyday occurrence, and added that before Corona, he was insulted or attacked about 2 to 3 times per week, especially on the way to kindergarten. He decided to record this incident because many people would not believe this multitude of racism. The majority of Twitter users offered their support to him and advised him to press charges. The investigation of this incident has been taken over by the Police State Protection of the State Criminal Police Office. A man was shot and seriously injured in Tempelhof. According to initial unconfirmed information, several shots were fired on Sunday at around 1:25 a.m. The report added that an emergency doctor and several paramedics stabilized the man before he could be taken to an ambulance and then transported to a hospital for further treatment. Photos showed officers armed with submachine guns secured the scene, and a homicide squad of the State Criminal Investigation Office is said to have started investigations into the background while still at the scene. Further details were not initially available. On Saturday, plainclothes police officers arrested two suspected drug dealers in Neukölln. They found and confiscated narcotics and about 21,000 euros in cash. According to the police report, officers observed the duo selling narcotics on Fuldestrasse Friday afternoon, and subsequently a car and two apartments were searched. Three cell phones, cash in large quantities, cocaine, and speed were seized. The personal details of the 31-year-old men were taken, after which they were released, and police are now investigating a violation of the Narcotics Act. And lastly, while we tried to keep Corona out of today's briefing, unfortunately, it is not entirely possible. There is only little we know about the newest Omicron variant, so we kept it out. But at the same time, Health Senator Kalaichi believes a renewed lockdown is necessary, and on Saturday, she called on the federal government to take action. In addition, she asked people in Berlin to avoid large events, especially indoors, to reduce the risk of infection. Also on Saturday, the National Academy of Sciences Leopoldina recommended immediate comprehensive contact restrictions, including for vaccinated and recovered people. As always, we will keep you aware of any further developments. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.